Now, just for a few moments, sit down. Get your Bible. Something you can't shout out. Something you can't, so I've got to make sure you got everything you need. Some stands shout don't work with. Glory to God. Psalm 91. I want you to make a note of this, and your life will never be the same. Make a decision to dwell in the secret place. Did you hear me up there? I'm going to share with you the making of a decision to dwell in the secret place. I'm going to define the secret place for you. There are two main enemies that can pull you out of the flow. And the secret place is the only place that can keep those enemies off of you. You will see tonight from the Word, in the Word of God, how important it is that a believer understand the secret place and understand how to stay in that secret place. Psalm 91 verse 1 says, he that dwelleth, underline that word dwelleth, in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the protection and the security. That's what that shadow means. Of the Almighty. Now I brought some translation to read here because it makes things clear. Psalm 91:1 is the text, and we're taking the entire the whole psalm. It says here in another translation, whoso dwelleth under the defense of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. So in that secret place there is a defense. Another translation says, he who dwelleth under the protection of the Most High shall lodge in the shelter of the God of heaven. Yeah. I said, yeah. Another translation says, he who live in the secret shelter of the Most High lodges in the shadow of the Almighty. Now, I like this one. It will come out the Amplified Bible, Psalm 91:1. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall remain stable and fixed under the shadow of the Almighty, whose power no foe can withstand. The next thing they might come up with might be GYX or some thing to bring fear on the body of Christ. But I want you to hear this again, and then I'm going to tell you what is that secret place, and I'm going to tell you how to stay in there. And no matter what come up in your life from this night forward, when you're in a fixed place that have already stood the storm, it doesn't really matter. Now listen to what the Word said here. Listen to this very carefully. He who dwell in the secret place of the Most High shall remain stable and fixed under the shadow of the Almighty. And he talks about under the shadow of the Almighty, or in the presence of the secret place of the Most High. It talks about whose power no foe or no enemy can withstand. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Now, write this down because it will help you to fulfill what the Spirit of God is going to say to you to go into this new year. I will stay in His presence at all costs. And I know it will cost me to stay in His presence. Okay? I will stay in His presence, and I'll tell you how. At all costs, no matter what it takes, I'm staying in the presence of God. Now, the Holy Spirit revealed to me that this secret place actually is the presence of God.
Yeah.
Now, Satan wants to distract you. He want to pull you out of this secret place. He want to get you in a place where you'll be fearful. He want to get you in a place where you don't know whether you're going to make it or not.
Yes, yes.
But he can't do it if you don't let him. If you walk in obedient, if you walk willingly, if you stay in prayer, if you stay in the Word of God, it doesn't matter who bring the report, how many reports come, you know that 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 you're standing on solid ground. It doesn't matter what happened. Doesn't matter how much the system buckle. If you know that you're in the presence of God, and see, you know confidence and boldness and assurance and security and stability is upon you when you know that you're in that secret place. And that secret place is in the presence of God. Listen. I wrote this for you. Not only, because you're looking at a voice tonight, you're going to reveal these two things. Not only is this secret place stand in the presence of God, or the secret place is the presence of God. All right? It is. What you mean by the presence of God? It means that you have your life fixed that God can communicate with you. You have your, yes, Lord. The Lord said to tell you, He tell His secrets in the secret place.
Amen.
All right? When everybody else be pulling their hair out and running, trying to find a hiding place, those who are anchored in Him and anchored in His Word and anchored in His will, let the wind blow, let the rain fall, let the flood come, let the pressures come. But you're on a rock. That's why holiness and sanctification is so important, because you know Satan can't get in unless you let him in. Sure, he can attack, but he cannot destroy. Let the word of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Speak the word only. Glory to God. Speak the word over your situation. Speak the word over your sickness. Speak the word over your finances. Speak the word over your family problem. Speak the word over your job problem. Speak the word over your business. Speak the word only. Y'all gonna handle it this year.
Yeah.
Hey, I say y'all gonna handle it this year.
Yeah.
Why? You gonna be in the secret place of the Most High. Not only that, you listening?
Yes, sir.
But we found out in meditating this verse that that secret place is a hiding place. Situation looking for you and can't quite get his hand on you like you want, you know. Can't get a choking hold on you because that secret place has restraints on it. Lord said, this all, up. Lord said, that's enough now. She cried last night. She cried night before last. She ain't crying tonight. And you know, the Lord, he'll permit some pain, but then the Lord said, that's enough. That's sort of like you going down to the schoolhouse, and if your child been misused for 3 months, you say, well, I'm going to see somebody now. I need to see the teacher or the principal. Now, you're not always right, you know. Sometimes you're right, though. Yeah. Now, in the secret place, here's a note you need to make, because it's going to help you this year, and you go back over these notes. The secret place is where trouble cannot get a permanent grip on you. Did you hear me?
Yes.
This year of 2000, not a person in here, trouble would not be able to get a permanent grip on you. Talk to somebody next to him. Tell him that. Tell him. Say, trouble would not get a permanent grip on you. Not in the secret place. Somebody shout hallelujah in here. You're going to need this. See, some ignoramus going to try to make this prediction come through. That's the only trouble we're going to have. Somebody going to mock. See, it's a money thing. See, just because the body of Christ moving out in their money, now they want to holler something. No, we're going to get our money. They want to holler out everything going bad. Everything ain't going bad now. No, no, it's our day, and it ain't gonna go bad now. We got to come up. they know that we got a hold on the revelation, and they know we about to come out of debt, and they know we about to rise up, and they know we about to ride in high places, so that now they won't say trouble coming. No, 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 trouble coming for you, but not for the body of Christ. We coming out. Now all of a sudden we got revelation and we anointed and people paying their house off and getting debt canceled and the body of Christ rising up and oh, now everybody won't say trouble coming. Ain't no trouble coming. Doggone it, we coming out. Sit down if you can. Turn to Psalm 27 and 5. Psalm 27 and 5. Let's build this thing quickly. Glory to God. And our bad days lying ahead for us. We've had our bad days. I want to praise the Lord. I say I want to praise the Lord for his goodness and his mercy and his kindness. I said I want to praise the Lord, man, for his goodness and his kindness. I serve a good God. And the Bible says he will not withhold no good thing from them who walk uprightly. Hallelujah. Now you're not going down, doggone it. You're coming up. The power of God come on you right now in this place and rising you up in the anointing to remove burden and destroy you. Somebody shout hallelujah in here. Glory. Sit down if you can. Shorobasata. I feel that. Glory to God. Man, I'm going to move around like a wild man in 2000. Why? I got the anointing of God on me. I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I'm God's son. All about to happen is a wealth transfer. And now they're trying to trick us. I'm not going along with them. Me, I don't believe nothing they say. I don't believe you. I believe the Bible. The Bible said the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the just. Don't tell me nothing else. Yeah.
to me. Listen to me. We about to clean house. That's what's going to happen. Christian women going to drive them big cars. That's who's going to drive them. Women with the Holy Ghost on them. Women who love God. Women who live in right. Psalm 27 and 5. For in the time of trouble. He shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up. It's a setup. Upon a rock. That word pavilion is a covered place. A place of refuge. The canopy of God's abode. A protective covering. So for in a time of trouble, he shall hide me in a covered place. For in a time of trouble, he shall hide me in a place of refuge. Wait a minute. Glory to God. Listen at this. For in a time of trouble, say trouble.
Trouble.
He shall hide me in a place of refuge. Look back at Psalm 91. We need to say something now. Look at the second verse. Let's say it. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Somebody shout in here. Now, I want you to look at something else quickly. Look over there in Psalm 32. Verse 7. Mark that verse. Thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance. Now you see how important it is for you to make sure that you're dwelling in the secret place. In the word, in prayer, in holiness, in sanctification, in praise, in worship, in church, in submission, in authority, in joy, in peace. The Bible said the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost. Righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost. When you're in God's presence, that's what you're in. You're in righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. Hallelujah. All I know, I could preach that fast. Glory to God. Now, here's where we get the revelation knowledge, and you're going to have to be more than just a jump in it now. You got to pay attention because there's two things God showed me in prayer preparing for this message. He told me, I want you to preach from that psalm. I want you to preach from that first verse. And he said, I want you to tell them how important it is that every believer quickly make sure that they're dwelling in the secret place of the Most High. That secret place, I tell you, is walking right and being in the presence of God and standing obedient. Very clear, isn't it? And the Spirit of God will speak to you, will call you, will direct you, will challenge you, and He'll ask you to do certain things. He'll ask you to go certain places. Your flesh may not want to go, but you need to go, because that's where He's getting you into His presence at. Now, two things going to be revealed here that it is of uttermost importance to me that you get it tonight. God sent you here. So set up. God sent you here to hear about these two places, these two things. This secret place means so much. Bible said, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And it don't make no difference what nobody else say. Don't make no difference what come up, man. He held them. My son was talking about them three Hebrew boys. I mean, if the Lord can take heat out of fire and smoke from your clothes. In Psalm 31, verse 20, one of the greatest revelations you ever had in your life, I wanted to be tucked in your spirit tonight. Thou shalt hide them in the secret of thy presence. Now stop. Don't look at your Bible anymore. Look up at me. Everybody look up. Because you're going to see something now. Look at me. Don't try to read it. I'm going to look, but you don't look. Let me read it to you again, because I just want you to hear it now. Because it's so important that you see these next things. When I saw that, I came unglued, because it's a revelation from Almighty God. Things that have been causing you to stumble, things that have been causing you to miss your blessing, to miss your bus, to miss your plan, to miss your train, to miss the revelation God wants you to have. We're about to deal with it tonight. Things that have caused you, you almost got there. But somewhere in the shuffle, you looked like you was pressed back and you couldn't, you were almost there and you didn't get in. Next time you're going in. Yeah. Don't read that voice. I want you to hear this. Look at me. And hear me clearly. Thou shall hide them in the secret, listen now, of thy presence. His presence, this verse is proven. It's not the two things I want to show, but his presence. This verse is pointing out his presence is a secret place. Somebody get a Holy Ghost critic in here. Look at the voice. Now look at the voice with me. Thou shalt hide them in the secret of thy presence. What's the next word? Wait a minute. Ooh, Jesus. From, number one, the pride of man. When you get in the presence of God, you lose pride. The secret place. Now, I'll go on and say this. If you hear me tonight, you can go and have your money. You can go and get all your debt canceled if you hear what I'm saying. See, pride comes just before the fall. If you get in that secret place deep enough and stay long enough, God knows whatever he dumps on you. Whatever blessing he permits you to stood for him while you're here, or manage it for him while he's here, because you're in the secret place, pride is not going to cause you to do like Lucifer did. So in that secret place, in the presence of God, he stripped you of pride and let you know everything you have, I did it for you. When you recognize that nothing you accomplish in your life is by your ability, and everything you have, God give it to you, you'll praise him. How big a car can you stand to ride in without pride? big a house can you stand the stain without pride? Yes. How deep are you in his presence? Yes. Man, it's right there in your Bible. Thou shalt hide them in the secret of thy presence from the pride of man. Now, listen very carefully to your spirit. Listen to what I'm about to say, and I'll come back to this, these two things. Two great forces or enemies are revealed that the secret place must protect you from. The first one is the pride of man. Because when you go to operating in kingdom business real strong in your life, if you're not in that secret place, if pride don't come up on you, somebody will bring it to you. Stroking you in a certain way, telling you how great you are. But when you're in a secret place, you melt because you got your eyes on Jehovah Jireh. You got your you got your eyes on Jehovah Raha. Pride will keep you out of your blessing. But bless God, you're going into 2000 knowing that if I can get myself in that secret place, if I can get myself in the presence of God, if I can humble myself under the mighty hand of God, he will exalt me. Not in my time, but in due time. Tell somebody, my season coming. Watch out. Tell them, my breakthrough coming. Watch out. Don't let it shake you. How many believe that? Yeah. Shout then. Yeah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Would you look with me and locate this other? Thou shalt hide them in the secret of thy presence from the pride of man. Thou shalt keep them secretly in a covered place, in a protected place from I found out after 25 years of preaching, I found out in meditating with God the other day, I found out there's two things I got to keep out of my life. If I keep those two things out of my life, sky is not the limit. And the only way that I'm going to keep them out of my life, I got to dwell in the secret place of the Most High and abide under the shadow of the Almighty. The two things been holding you back from then more than anything else is the pride of man and the strife of the tongue. It's 1 Peter, I think it is, 3:10. Look at that. Quickly. Oh, Lord. Bless the people, Lord. Bless every man. You, some come here just to say they're going to the word, but Lord, let this message, let them read this psalm and get a hold of what you're saying, that their deliverance, the songs of deliverance. Oh, la mashanara. Song of deliverance be in this place. Hey, glory to God. On dele bro sangere manje et sonno. And Alama Shakanono, overshadow these people, Lord. And Alama Sokomono, and Alasando, you know. First Peter 3, read it. From the strife of the tongue. Woo. You ready for this? You ready for this? Let the Holy Spirit slow your tongue down. He is the only one who can tame your tongue. The Holy Ghost is the only one can tame and train your tongue. Bible said, be slow to speak, swift to hear, slow to anger. The Bible says in James 3:8, look at that. The tongue is an unruly thing. Biggest problem we got is mouth problem. Oh my. Now let me close here. In Isaiah 31, just gonna cap it off for you now. You know, just gonna cap it off for you. I didn't even mark this scripture, but I got to find this scripture because it says it. And the scripture gonna say, see, the world trying to make us believe now, because the body of Christ getting revelation, everything going bad now. No, everything ain't going bad now. I didn't mark that scripture, Lord. I got to have that scripture. Oh, my. Fatty. You know, devil, I know I wrote the scripture on something. Wait a minute. I didn't write the whole thing. I got it. Isaiah 32. I got it. Here come 2000. Here come 2000. Here it come. Right here. See, they're going to have problems. They're going to have Y2K. And they won't take us with them. They didn't take us when they was on that good ride. Look at somebody and say, this is our hour.
This is our hour.
Now. Verse 15. Until the Spirit be poured on us from on high, and the wilderness be a fruitful field, and the fruitful field be counted for a forest. See, things being turned upside down here. Then judgment shall dwell in the wilderness, and righteousness remain in the fruitful field. And the work of righteousness shall be peace, and the effect of righteousness, quietness, and assurance forever. Look at somebody and say, my turn. And my people shall dwell in a peaceable habitation and in sure dwelling and in quiet resting places. Hallelujah. Woo. Stand on your feet. Quickly, I preach to you in the power of the Holy Ghost and the anointing. Some of y'all need to get back in quickly to in the body of Christ. You might have been in the church, you've got out. I'm not asking you to join this church. Some of y'all may not ever accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior. Some of y'all never been filled with the power of the Holy Ghost or speaking in tongues. Some of y'all are backslidden and got away and went to church sparingly this year. But you want to dedicate yourself to the Lord, and I want to pray for you right quickly wherever you are. Any one of those things, for to accept Jesus Christ, I want you to come to the altar quickly. Any of y'all need to be baptized with the Holy Ghost, come out. If you're coming out to upstairs, I want you to hurry and come down here quickly and make it in. Come on. If there are anybody here who need to accept Jesus, come now. Anybody need to be baptized with the Holy Spirit, I want you to come now. Make your way down the stairs. Anybody out in the audience, come now. Anybody in a backslidden condition, you know that you got away from the gospel, I want you to come right now. When we hit this prayer, you're going to be at the altar. Come now, children, whoever you are. Come now, quickly. Come now, quickly. Come now, quickly. Yes, sir? Yes, ma'am? Come now, quickly. Make it to the altar, children. Make it to the altar. God sent you here for a reason. Come on to the altar, wherever you are, right now. Anybody in that balcony, you know you need to make a decision, come down here tonight. Come now. In Jesus' name. The Holy Spirit is calling you. God loves you. God is a compassionate God. He's a forgiving God. He's a kind God. He's a wide arm open God. He's the answer. Come now. Jesus is the answer. Every person who needs to get right with God, if you're not saved, come now. If you're not baptized with the Holy Ghost and fire, you need to come up here now. You need to enter 2000 with the anointing of God on your life. Hurry, children. Hurry. 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 Shalom Bohasa. Hurry. Let's do it now. Let's do it now. Anybody else up there? Anybody? You need to come. Run. You need to run. We're crossing over into 2000 right now. You need to run. I'm not playing no games. I'm here to help you. My business is people. Not to condemn, but to love people and minister to people and set them in the right direction. Father, we thank you. Now we enter into this new year. We enter into this new year with a revelation. Not just with a Bible, but we got a revelation. We understand what it means to dwell in your presence now. We understand the two major forces and enemies that try to keep us out of the blessings of yours. But we thank you right now, Lord, we set our rudders, we set our heart in agreement as brothers and sisters in Christ. In the year of, this year of 2000, thank you, Lord, for crossing us over. The light still on, the air still blowing, we still breathing. Thank you, Lord. We thank you. You're not a man that you should lie. You said it, you made it, you'll make it good. You didn't speak to our heart that you're going to do anything, and I knew you wouldn't do anything without letting us know. And we thank you right now. When in the Mebrasokosha, take a nangla, don't glaze to coon stay, bro, bahas kuma, and the rose, ke, ming day, bro, ma, clistiki, shakorome stiki, mongere seki. You will walk this year in a different lifestyle. You will walk under an anointing that have been placed on you for this very hour. That anointing will remove the burdens that have been a hindrance to you, the weight that you've been carrying. That anointing will remove it. That anointing will destroy the yokes. Yeah, some of it is heritage yoke. Yoke that came from a generational yoke. But they will be destroyed because tonight I release a heavy, 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 heavy anointing on you. Yeah, you ukstaraba. You will do things this year. And you'll be surprised, how did I do this? You'll go places this year you've never been before, for your believing now is stronger. You're not weak, but you're strong. And you will go and you will speak to people you thought you never would be able to speak to. And yeah, even some of your own family members won't understand you. They won't even know what happened to you. Yeah, but you'll become a blessing to them so much that they'll join you and you'll be able to teach them and lay your hands upon them and pray for them and carry them to different places. Hallelujah. So Father, we thank you for this new year. We thank you for the people that you have helped. Uh-huh. That posse, a group that was out to get you, they'll never get you now.
they will not even see what way you went. They will be shocked when they see you tomorrow. And the rest of this year, you will be walking in a supermarket, and people who you have known will meet you and shake because they'll recognize something good has happened to you, says the Lord. Woo. Glory to God. Are y'all receiving this? Hallelujah. And so, Father, I pray for these who have come in this new year. I pray for them and believe that their lives will be different and that they will receive exactly what they have come for. I thank you for it, and I praise you for it, in Jesus' name. Well, a new year in here, let's shout. Come on. Play something, play something. Here quick. You people got to leave a few minutes. I got some information I want you to get. Wait, where my man at? Stop, Quah, stop. Let him through. Let him through. Go with him. Don't hold him too long, Donald, because we're going to shout a little bit. Go ahead and worship. Go ahead and whoosh. I can't say whoosh. Whoosh. Go ahead and greet somebody next to you and tell them Happy New Year. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead up the balcony. Tell somebody Happy New Year. Come here, honey. Bring my wife here. Bring my wife here. Hallelujah. Bring my children. Where my children at? Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Happy New Year, boy. Love you, son. Happy New Year to you. Love you so much. Happy New Year, boy. What's your name? Hey. Where my daughter is? My daughter up here? My daughter not up here. Oh, my daughter. Happy New Year. I can't get anybody right now. Happy New Year.
This is some word that the Lord gave me in prayer time, and I believe is everything Pastor said tonight. Here, I'm gonna read it. It could be the best time or the worst time, but it's high time. The days where the children of light will not have to fight. A season of rest for those who are determined to pass the test.
Hallelujah.
Days of ease, days of peace. Turmoil for the children of God to cease. Times of supernatural miracles, signs, and wonder. Times when I will pour out my glory, and they will see my glory, but they will have to hear the story. Times of great harvest for many seeds have been planted. Harvest of souls for the kingdom of God, for the devil's strength have been taken from him.
Well, Jesus healed the blind man and made him see. He had demons out of a man from Galilee. Well, he cleansed the leper too and made the lame brand new. We put our hope back in our hopeless life. I testify to you.
Say this to you. Now that tape will be available. My men are trying to run it off, but that's a special New Year message. Now, I didn't have time to go down into that song, but he said, because you have made me your habitation. And the Bible says that the Lord says that our body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. He said, I will dwell in you, and you shall be my people, and I shall be your God. And then the Bible said, the Lord said, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. You need not fight in this battle. I'll do the battling for you. So I want you to leave here with great strength tonight. Eugene, Denise, come here, let me hug you. Doc, come here, let me hug you. Y'all work. Come here, Doc. Come here, you and your wife. Come here. I cannot hug everybody. I tried to hug some of my key people who work with me. You know I got to hug my physician. That old body go to acting crazy sometimes. You know, I love you, man.
Bless, thank you.
Yeah, bless, bless. Gene is our teacher on this Overcomers class. And then you still got that word shell in your house too,
yes,
right?
Sir.
Yeah, so this man teaching two times a week, and then he make all services. He just about all of them. Denise, come on. And so,
Happy New Year
to you all. I love you all so much. I just want Bob and Joe, come on. Y'all, they fighting everything. I'm just trying to hug a few people. If somebody get angry, Lord, the message sure gonna help them tonight. I'm telling you, Lord,
yeah,
the message gonna help them tonight. Glory to God. Happy New Year. I want to say on behalf of my family and I, we have had a tremendous year. My wife and I have been pioneering some things for the ministry. We almost
put $200,000 this year ourselves in the ministry. And I say these things to let you know that it's working and that the revelation is for the body of Christ. And no matter what nobody say, you stole power. You may be able to stand next year and say, I put in 100. You follow what I'm saying? So I say things, I try to hold things, but I say things to let you know, because the Lord told me, and it kept saying it, those youth kept saying it, if you hide it and don't tell it, you're not glorifying God. So I want to say to you, on behalf of my family, on behalf of this ministry, Word of Life, we're going to work this year just as diligent, as more diligent than we did last year. There's a lot of messages that God has given me. We're planning on teaching on the family and different aspects of the anointing. So we just invite you, always welcome here. I don't know, almost started to stop asking for membership. Just let the people come, tell you the truth about the matter, because I know there's a lot of people who want to get to this church and want to get under this ministry and under this anointing. And so you just come when you get ready, make yourself at home, and we'll see you in this year. We'll be seeing you, we'll be crossing pathways. Any way we can help you, find your way over here, and we'll try to help you as best as we can. God bless you. Happy New Year to everybody. Greet who you want. Greet who you want. Go where you want. Just remember that you can't dwell in the secret place everywhere. God bless you. Go ahead.